Hi there. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I am your host, Evelyn Roth, and my guest is Vivian Yee, who is a physician, a board-certified dermatologist with lots of terrific information about how to protect our skin. We've been talking about sunscreens, and what I wanted to ask you, Dr. Yee, is there any difference in the efficacy of a spray versus a cream versus a liquid? Does it matter?
Yeah, actually, it doesn't matter. Right now, there are a lot of different vehicles that are used with the sunscreen, but as long as you're good about reapplying every 2 hours at minimum, and more frequently if you've just been in the water, they actually all work well.
Hmm. Okay, and now we were talking before, and you mentioned that some people have allergies to...
Yes. So a very common question that I get in my office is a patient will tell me, no, Dr. Yee, I cannot use sunscreen because every time I put it on, I get an itchy rash, I get blotchy, and so my response to them is always, you need to find a sunscreen that has a physical blocking agents, such as zinc oxide, titanium dioxide. They're both very effective at protecting against both UVA and UVB rays, which is what we were just talking about, and they do not cause allergies like the chemical sunscreens do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually very clearly labeled on the sunscreen itself.
Okay, so you probably can find a product out there.
Oh, definitely.
Even if you're allergic to some of them. We were also talking about vitamins, vitamin D, mm-hmm. Vitamin E. I know I see a lot of products that say it contains vitamin E, good for your skin.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, actually, the more important vitamin that is associated with the sun is really the vitamin D. It's actually known as the sunshine vitamin because of the fact that you actually synthesize vitamin D in your skin when the sun's rays hits your unprotected skin. So a lot of patients will come to me and say, well, I might not have enough vitamin D if I keep on putting on sunscreen religiously. Given the increased risk of skin cancer and its known association with the sun, we will never advise a patient to go out just unprotected for 30 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour just to get the vitamin D. There are other ways to obtain vitamin D, such as in fatty fish, tuna, salmon, mackerel. There are supplements that you can take. Vitamin D3 is another way of obtaining vitamin D. And also, in the general population, generally, patients are not completely covered with sunscreen all the time. Sometimes they may not use enough. They're not putting it in all the, exposed skin. And really, it's estimated that we only need about 5 to 30 minutes of sun exposure, during the midday hours of maybe 10 to 3 when the sun is highest.
So a little vitamin D can sneak in there.
Yeah, exactly. Right? The vitamin okay. D can be created, yes.
Okay. What else did we want to talk about? We talked about avoiding direct sun exposure and staying in the shade. And of course, important to wear a hat.
Yes. Actually, I really love the Australians. Because of the huge amount of skin cancer that they've seen in that country, the government actually came up with this huge campaign. It's called the Slip, Slop, Slap, Seek and Slide. The five S's.
Uh-huh.
So it stands for, you're slipping on a long sleeve shirt. Okay, nowadays, there's a lot of companies out there that are making, sun protective clothing. So instead of the SPF factor, you're looking at the UPF factor, which is the ultraviolet protection factor. And we always recommend at least a UPF of 30. So, that actually shows that when the number for the UPF actually means that it's the inverse. So if there's a UPF of 30, that means less than 1/30th of the rays, the sun's rays, actually penetrate through that article of clothing. So that's a slip. So slop is you slop on some sunscreen. Slap is you slap on a hat. Seek is to seek shade, especially when it's really, really sunny, especially between the hours of 10 and 3. And slide. You slide on sunglasses because, again, there are skin melanomas that are actually found in the eyes as well.
Hmm.
So you want to protect those eyes.
I don't know if anybody's going to remember those five S's, but it sounds like a good, consumer information campaign that they're doing in Australia, the 5 S's. Yes. So there actually is UV protective clothing on the market?
Yes.
And it says so on the label?
Yes, there is. And actually, I mean, like, do we have to be so fancy as to go out and get these UPF clothing? No, because every article of clothing in itself has a bit of a UPF factor. It's just that when you buy an article of clothing that actually states the UPF factor, you know it's guaranteed that that's the level of sun exposure you'll be getting. Mm. So, for instance, if you're wearing a white T-shirt, that has a UPF of about 5, so which is very low. I mean, it only protects you against, it allows actually about 20% of the sun's rays to penetrate through. So, you know, the color of the clothing matters. The darker the color, actually, the more protection from the sun that you have as well. And the tighter the weave, actually, it also protects against more sun's rays.
Mm. It would make it warmer also, though, right?
It would.
Yeah, what about lip balm?
Oh, yes, that's another common question. So, I mean, there are lots of damage that can be done to the lips as well. People develop scaly precancerous conditions on the lips. They can develop squamous cells very commonly on the lips, as well as, you know, possibly basal cells and melanomas as well. So we always say that you should, when you're out for, especially for a long period of time out in the sun, you should get a lip balm that has an SPF. Mm. And right now in the market, there's tons of them.
What about makeup?
Yes, nowadays a lot of the makeups actually include SPF factors. However, I find that a lot of the makeups, they only include an SPF of about 15. So again, SPF 15... you know, it does protect against about 93% of the sun's rays, but we would like to see at least an SPF 30 in it. So a lot of my patients, they will put on the makeup that has the SPF, but possibly, you know, they'll put on another sunscreen on top of that at the end.
So you look for that in your foundation?
Mm-hmm. You can.
Okay. And I know there's like a thing that... the word just went right out of my head, but people tend to think that if it's daytime and cloudy, that you don't need to worry about sunscreen.
Yes, that is a very, very common misconception.
Misconception, that's the word, okay.
I actually have patients that tell me that they are so good about their sunscreen on their vacation in the Bahamas the whole week when the sun is out, and then on that one cloudy day, they're like, oh, okay, we don't need to put on sunscreen, and that's when they get their blisters. The day after, they're red, they're sunburned, they're blistered, because actually about 80% of the sun's rays do penetrate through the clouds.
So... it's really all day, as long as the sun is out, whether it's cloudy or not, you need to be protected. And to step away from the whole issue of skin cancer for a minute, just general care of the skin. We had someone on the show, and I think it was one of our beauty specialists, who said moisture, 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 moisture. That's the most important thing you can do for your skin.
Yes. Also, as we age, and we all age gracefully, of course, our skin tends to lose a lot of its moisture, and so moisturizing is very important, and especially in the wintertime when the air is really dry and you've got this heat on in your house, and it can actually cause a lot of, you know, skin conditions like eczema, where you're constantly itching. We see a lot of patients who come in just complaining of itch. So one way to prevent that is to moisturize your skin well. What I like is products that actually have ceramides in it. Ceramides is actually your body's own natural emollient. So there's a lot of great moisturizers out there. Aveeno makes them. There's a product called CeraVe that makes them.
And spell that.
CeraVe is CeraVe. I have no financial interest in these companies, but they're all very reasonably priced.
Oh, so it's a brand name.
It's a brand name, yeah. Okay. So these are products that can be found over the counter in the drugstores, and they're great at moisturizing. And also in the wintertime, which is coming up, you know, I do recommend that patients put a humidifier in their room to actually just moisten the air. It actually helps.
And it also is very good because as we age, nosebleeds tend to be quite common.
Yes, it's from the dry
because the air is so dry, especially in the wintertime. So moisturizer is good.
Yeah, and if that happens a lot, I will even tell the patient you can put a little bit of petroleum jelly right at the bottom of the nostrils.
Yes.
And actually, that helps to humidify and moisten the nasal passage.
Okay, and so moisturize the whole body.
Yes, and the best time to moisturize is actually right after the shower, because that's when your pores are open and you'll get the best penetration into the skin.
Yeah, we were also talking before about scar tissue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with scar tissue, a lot of times, if they don't seem to be healing up very well, you might want to just have a dermatologist check it out, just because a lot of times squamous cell cancers like to invade scar tissues.
So the nerve of them.
I know. So you just want to make sure that there's nothing further going on than just an unhealing wound.
Dr. Yi, Vivian Essier, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. You've given us so much information, and there are so many more questions I need to ask that you must come back.
Well, you're welcome, and I'll be happy to come back. You guys have been great, and thank you for listening.
Okay. We've been talking with Dr. Vivian Yi. She is a dermatologist practicing right here in the town of North Hempstead. Any questions for her, any questions about what you heard on this segment, you can call 311 in the town of North Hempstead, or 869-6311 if you have any difficulty getting through. Next week, we've come to the end of today's show, but of course we always have next week to look forward to, when one of our guests will be another physician, Dr. Nazanin Barzadeh from Winthrop Hospital, and her presentation is For Your Eyes Only. And she talks about macular degeneration and cataracts and other issues that affect us as we grow older. Karen Michici, who is Executive Director of Literacy Nassau, will talk about literacy's work with seniors. Our old-time radio segment is going to be The Inner Sanctum, which is always really scary. And then we're going to be talking with one of our World War II Army veterans, also a gentleman from the Great Neck area, as part of our ongoing oral history with veterans. And those interviews, of course, are archived here at LIU Post in the library for research purposes. I want to thank today's co-host, Sabina Miller, Dan Cox, Director of Broadcasting here at LIU Post's WCWP.org, Janine Solaro, our engineers, Christian Arnold and Chris Maffei, our fabulous producer, Christina Liu. I want to urge you to join us next week on Project Independence and You. And until then, enjoy life.